May our great God and Savior bless us in our morning worship. Amen. By the way, I am Paul Reinhard Koch, professor here at ILC for 36 years. So I probably taught some of your grandparents or your parents, uncles and aunts, pastors and teachers too, and a lot of faculty members on the staff currently at your school. This morning I would lay on your hearts and minds a haunting conversation held by Jesus with 12 of his disciples, recorded by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 22, verse 35, as follows. He, Jesus, said to them, "When I sent you out without money bag, traveler's bag, and sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they said. Well, Jesus was asking this question about an earlier experience when he had authorized them and sent them out to trek through the countryside to evangelize their fellow citizens, friends and strangers, and to do so with minimum equipment, with the scantiest of provisions, actually with only the clothing on their backs. What? No extra set of clothing? Nope. No money? Nope. No bedroll or sleeping bag? Nope. No sandals even? Nope. Jesus sent them out skinny because they needed to learn firsthand and personal that God provides what we don't provide for ourselves. God provides what we have not provided for ourselves. That's the main thought here. God provides, always has, always will. Now I see parallels between that experience of those 12 and our own experiences too. First off, how does Jesus always provide what God's children need for their daily sustenance? He does it through the generosity of others, and you know that too. Those who appreciate that God loves them, and so they love Jesus and they love one another. That's God's way of blessing us on our pilgrimage from here to eternity. And that's particularly important for any of you who are preparing for the public ministry or teaching behind pulpit or lectern in parochial school or the public ministry. God will take good care of you. You can bank on it, because you can bank on your Heavenly Father's generosity. And that's the point Jesus was making when he confronted his disciples with that question. And they came back with an honest answer. We didn't get shortchanged when we went out, when we left home and set out to serve you, our Redeemer. For we discovered that your credit card was honored everywhere, accepted, and you moved people's hearts to receive us, invite us into their homes, set a plate for us at the table, and provide beds for our lodging. So, for every departure from home, there was an arrival with friends. Everything turned out just fine for them. Praise the Lord. Well, someone will say that was okay for them, but what about me? How does that fit? Okay, when you travel hundreds of miles from home, family, how does that fit for you if you came from Florida or Washington, Arizona, or from a foreign country, or even Michigan or Minnesota? Didn't you leave home, set out from family and friends, just like the 12 apostles did, And don't you depend on others to provide housing for you here at this school? In the dorm? Doesn't the kitchen staff provide for your nutrition? Now, down to some hard figures, even though your tuition and board payments cover most of the costs of your living on campus, it's not 100%. It may be in the higher numbers, but it's not 100%, so your friends in the CLC chip in, helping to provide for your food and shelter, salaries for professors and staff, insurance, maintenance, repair. It all works out fine because the Lord is generous. And that story is mine too. I also left home and family when I attended school 500 miles away, and Jesus was my staff and stay through the 4 years of college, 3 years of seminary, and he brought me into the public ministry 72 years ago, and he has kept on blessing me. Through years of doctrinal controversy in the 1950s, and 65 years ago, he called me as the first full-time college professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. So my resume is loaded with all the credits Jesus has provided for me because he loves me. I have lacked nothing during my earthly pilgrimage, and I'm banking on God to do the same for you. Now I'm turning a page to say a few words about needs. You're investing in an education here to prepare you for life, maybe a good paying job that could become a career, whatever lies ahead for you. God expects you to monitor your attitude toward money so that you don't view money as the be-all and the end-all of successful living. And affluence, too, can also become a minefield that you will have to traverse. You may have already caught yourself making some impulsive purchase here or there in electronics, shiny leather, flashy wheels, and any one of us can get sidetracked by the allure of stuff. So we call God's reminder, quote, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into complete destruction and utter ruin. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evils. By striving for money, some have wandered away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many sorrows." That's 1 Timothy 6:10. Now I emphasize away from the faith because it means away from depending on God, away from depending on Jesus for all your needs. Some Christians have wandered away from depending on God to supply all their needs, and teenagers also can wander away from Jesus into that minefield of not depending on their Heavenly Father. But I believe God has brought you here because he loves you too much to let you be that proverbial wandering sheep or that lost coin. Romans chapter 8, verse 12 encapsulates God's program for you and me like this: "He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Now take note of the sequence. When God delivered Jesus up on the cross, on Calvary, Jesus left everything behind. He was no longer side by side with anyone. He was bearing the sins of the whole world on himself alone. Alone. Without him. But we got reunited, and that's the meaning of with him, on Easter morning. And from that prime blessing, our Heavenly Father bestows on us all that we need. Depend on it. And so while you, all of you, are experiencing life at ILC and developing into future leaders of the Church of God, be an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Pay close attention to yourself. I'm quoting 1 Timothy 4, verses 12 and 16. Each and every one, pay attention to yourself so that you remain a good example to your fellow students and to faculty and staff and to your parents too, of how young Christians conduct themselves when they're free to be who they really are in heart and mind and soul during this new academic year at Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary. God grant it. Amen. A hymn that fits the theme of God sending us on our walk of life with his love and blessing is number 800 in the worship supplement. Let's join in stanzas 2 and 3. Organist, we're ready.